It's the 23rd of December, 2018, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles. This is tonight's webcast, Delirium. That's what it's like sometimes when you have to put up with the world that you live in. One of the boys listening to his music, so I'm in the studio. I didn't want to soundproof it. I was going to play some music, but I thought not. I thought I'd just talk to you about what delirium is. And, whew, I thank God that I think it was the last Christmas season or the one before there where I stopped driving my car that last weekend of that, unless I'm going to a specific location where I know that there will be ample parking. Because in Los Angeles, Christmas shopping, you know, there's nothing like it, being in the big city. A friend of mine called me and asked me, could I come and give him a lift? I don't get out in it. I can't do it. It would be disastrous, not only towards my health, but my pocketbook. It's crazy doing things like that. So, what does your holiday weekend look like? You're going to get all frustrated, all tied up? I had a great day today, starting with this morning. My oldest daughter came by, spent a little time. You know, she made breakfast for me, yogurt and some look like blueberries or something like that, and a handful of grape nuts, you know, Kellogg's grape nuts. And then she put some more yogurt in there and a little bit more berries and some more grape nuts. And that made the greatest breakfast. She says, Daddy, this is what most Europeans eat for breakfast. And it is so healthily. It is so much better than bacon and eggs and biscuits and coffee and grits and sweet potatoes. For breakfast, my goodness, you may need the emergency ward to come and take a look after you after eating like that. But both of my daughters came by. My other daughter came by, and then my cousin, Jerry, came by. We had the richest 4 or 5 hours talking with each other than we've ever had in our lives, because that's what the holiday is all about. The holiday is not about arguing, fussing, misgivings. It is about not delirium. And if you're having delirium in your holiday, that's here because you can't get away from it. It's a part of us. It's a part of our lives. We aren't going to get away from the holidays, so why place yourself in a negative atmosphere? And the best way to stay out of a negative atmosphere is to weigh every sphere that you will find yourself and to ask yourself if that is decent for you to be there. You know, I think the movie is called, it's on Netflix, if you go to it this week, and I really advise you to see the movie. I watched it last night for the first time, The Birdcage. What a movie. So true, and, you know, it's possible that things could happen like in that movie. From what I was telling a group of men about the chemtrails yesterday. Yesterday I was at a men's gathering. A bunch of us guys get together. And somebody saw me looking up and he said, John, what are you looking at? And I said, the chemtrails. And a number of men in our meeting said, what are chemtrails? And I found that extraordinary. That in this late date and time, still find some African-American males that are not up on what the government is doing to them every day by subterfuge or whatever you want to call it. It is the most ungodly things. And this movie, called the birdcage, is similar to what would happen if they would release certain chemicals over each country. And it's about a virus spreading from country to country. And of course, we Americans, we don't think anything like that could happen around here. But the movie was nicely done. I liked the way that they produced it. It was such a nice movie. I'd love to watch it again tonight. Scary. Very scary. The Birdcage. Watch it. On Netflix. Just came out this week, I believe. Well, John, why would you think of something like that during this season to be jolly? I'm going to tell you, you can be jolly all you want to and lose your mind in jolliness, but you better keep a steady, level mind about where you are, how many people are there, is it too many people? If a bomb or something went off, could you get the heck out of there? That's the main reason I don't go out and get in these crowds, because we around here living like, 'tis the season to be, you don't know what's going to happen. And I know that if anything happens on or around Christmas Day, people are going to be listening to me. Well, how did you know that? Wait, I know the darkened hearts of men. We Americans get lost in our jolliness. What we need to do is take heart and be very cautious, because everybody around the world doesn't have the privilege that we Americans have. I can only imagine what the chatter is in other countries about how it is to live over here. Some hardcore facts is that my daughter told me that you're not going to buy a house in San Francisco for less than $1 million. And that to me is extraordinary. Just extraordinary. And then she told me, Daddy, the house that you're living in now, if this were in San Francisco, this is $1 million, just the way it is. I'm telling you what we will pay for a little piece of land and some wood, sticks, and nails. Isn't it something? We're so privileged in this country. We have so much. Sometimes we live as if we need to be reminded of that from time to time. And later on, my first cousin came by, Jerry. And so I had three people visiting us, and we just had a heck of a time enjoying ourselves. And I stayed home today, didn't move from the house. It was a great 23rd of December. The kind of days before Christmas that I like. And I think, yes, I was invited to go out to dinner with my oldest daughter on Christmas Eve. She said that she would send a car for me and have me delivered back home. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? I don't even have to drive anywhere. She says, Daddy, I'll send a car for you. This has never happened to me in my life. I've never had anyone send a car for me to go have dinner with them. She's going to call and tell me when the car is going to be here in the afternoon of tomorrow. And we're going to have Christmas dinner. That is amazing. That is amazing. It's amazing to have a daughter that loves you. Daughters, plural, that love you. I mean, we were here talking about everything. Everything. And what a joy. But that's what the season is all about to me. My other friends would call. I would say, my daughters are here. They had sense enough to know to leave me alone. That special time of the year. And I hope that you guys are taking advantage of that in the best ways you can. And keep this in mind. Everybody doesn't have family. Everybody doesn't have fine, fond, kind memories of that. And so what do we do with those people? We love them right where they are. And we become that. Wherever we are that to them. This is our duty. That is our obligation. Well, not just as Christians. Very few Christians do that. The largest hypocrites in the world are the ones that boast about their religiosity the most. It doesn't take any boasting to love anyone. Feel empathy. Walk in their shoes. At least desire it a little bit in the communication that you have. One of the things that my daughters have been able to share with me over the years is that what we did is we looked at where my arrogance come from. And it comes from a place where I would least expect to find out about it through the astrological signs. And they were reading something up on my sign, and I said, man, that's exactly who I am and why I am the way I am. And my daughter, I saw an expression come on her face, because I don't mean any harm to anyone. That's just the way I am. I'm not trying to be a mean guy. And you will see that in the movie, The Birdcage. Some of that is in the movie. That's why it is a great movie, because if you see the movie, you will see this extraordinary, whoever wrote the screenplay of this film did an excellent job. Just an excellent job. And my goodness, I was told a couple of times today that I just did an excellent job in raising my daughters. Man. Pray for my youngest daughter. She's a teacher, and they're going out on strike, I understand, on Wednesday. Every teacher in LA Unified School District is going out on strike. And my daughter was telling me, Daddy, I don't have a dime to spare for anything. I know she's telling the truth. I know she is telling the truth. It is just terrible out there these days. Just terrible. But I hope you guys have a happy, a loving Christmas. This is the 23rd of December. I may not speak to you until after Christmas because I'm enjoying the holidays. I want to watch some of my old movies. You know what I do is I go in my bedroom and I fluff my pillows and get into bed and I put on Spartacus or Lawrence of Arabia, Bridge on the River Kwai, something like that. Just relax. Stay home. Don't get in the street. Get out there in the traffic. I know you want to go and take Uber or take that. And please, please be careful with your drinking. So many people can't hold their liquor. I hear that from Uber drivers. What you're doing is you're making money for the Uber driver. Every time you puke in his car, he's getting paid when he cleans that junk up. So be careful out there. I mean, I know we like to drink and party in this society, but be careful. Watch, look and see what's going on around you. And I tell you again, stay away from large crowds. We live in a time when, man, have you heard anything on the news today about the terrorist alert? Do you think that those people that we've blown up are not thinking about giving us the payback? Man, I'm just crossing my fingers that nothing breaks off. But I know people. Wickedness. They want to blow up your Christmas party and stuff like that. Let you suffer some shed blood like they suffered when bombs and jets and everybody is blowing up their people. Have you seen those latest pictures about how we fought the war in Afghanistan and Iraq? We way up there in the sky with a satellite and we can fire a machine gun and wipe them out from wherever we are. They could do that right now. They could fire in my office here and kill me behind the mic right now if they wanted to. The government could. And I couldn't prove or do anything about it. Bullet come right through this glass, hit me right between the eyes. I wouldn't be nothing but dead. That's the kind of world we live in. Delirium all around. I want you to think about that. I told my daughters, my cousin, when they left, please drive safe. And not only for them to pay attention, but because of the lunatics that's in the street. And there are people that are in the streets that are crazy when they drive because they're drinking and carrying on. So you must guard against that. Guard against that. Well, that's all I have to say. It's going to be a short webcast. I'm not going to play any music. I'm going to spend the rest of the evening working on me. I got a busy day tomorrow, so I need to get some rest tonight. Thank you for coming to my website. Please, if you want to hear some work that I've done, just scroll down this one page. What I suggest, if you really would like to have a nice holiday, a testing PJ, listen to my December 23rd Christmas thing. I think I have it on yesterday's webcast. I was telling you to listen to the ones to the day closer to Christmas in 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, all the way down, and see whether the old man, whether PJ has changed his opinion on anything, because everybody's changing like the weather. We change like the weather now. I don't change like the weather. I want to keep the static right where it belongs, right in your face. So listen to those things, and I think that it'll bring you tremendous enjoyment. As a matter of fact, on 2017, prior Christmas, I did a study on Luke chapter 2, where I took you from verses 1 through 20, I believe, or beyond, and explained to you everything that was going on during that time. So you have the resources if you'd like to hear about those things. Okay? All right. God bless. Merry Christmas, and have a safe New Year too. But I'll be back before then, Lord willing.